Pruning. Whoever wants to talk about being pruned? And I'm not talking about those withered fruits that we eat. But that's what Jesus is speaking to us to about this morning, is the process of pruning. Because in order to bear fruit and bear more fruit, we must be pruned. So I was looking at what does it mean to be pruned and why do we prune? Well, we prune. The process of pruning is a targeted removal that you, as they check the plants that they're pruning, they target those particular places either to shape the plant or so that the plant bears more fruit. So pruning is about targeting removal. So sometimes as God looks upon us and sees those places that need to be removed, he just doesn't go, oh, let's cleanse the whole thing and hit restart. He targets those places in our hearts, places in our lives that are not bearing fruit and removes them. But the process of pruning is also timely, that there are particular times in the year that pruning makes sense and times when it doesn't. If you prune in the wrong time, you kill the whole plant. Or if you prune at the wrong time, you really mess with the production of fruit or flowers. So pruning is timely. God sometimes prunes us when we are young, and it may be gentle, easy pruning as shaping us into the Christians that we're going to be along the way as we grow in the body of Christ, and we might not even feel the sting of the pruning instrument. But sometimes pruning is so timely that we get that cut right when we think all is going well. And God says, no, this is about me. It's not about you. And pruning is formative as it forms us into the image and likeness of God. So as children of God, what are the things that God needs to prune from us so that we can produce more fruit? I think one of the things that we have to look at is time. Sometimes we say we don't have enough time to make disciples. Sometimes we say we don't have enough time to pray, or it's the wrong time to worship. And God says, I'm going to prune how your schedule so that your time is my time. Sometimes it's control God has to prune out of our lives. How often do we want to control things, control people, control events, control ourselves? And we think it's about us, that we are the ones in control. It's sort of like student driving. Many of you now are experiencing that as you're young, going into young adults or behind the steering wheel. And you so much want to take control of that steering wheel while they're driving. Or maybe if you don't like who's in the driver's seat and you want to do the same thing. I don't know how many have the same brakes in the passenger seat that I have. But and then there's that handle that is the signal you're going too fast to the driver or you're scared. But we want to be in control. We want to be in control. And sometimes God has to prune the controlling away from us. Anxiety. We get anxious. We're not going to do those things because the fear begins. And you remember in the 1 John letter, one of the things that definitely needs to be pruned from our lives as disciples is fear and anxiety. Because fear prevents us from going into those places or trying those new things or doing what God is calling us to do because we're afraid. And the fears can be enormous. It can be we're afraid we won't do it right. We're afraid it won't be a success. We're afraid we might offend. We're afraid of the people we're going to meet and see and get to know and become part of community with. Fear is one of the things God continually has to prune us. Because remember, those of you who garden, and you all know I don't do that very well, pruning happens every year. We never stop pruning. Fear is one of those pruning things God has to do with us and control continually, that he has to continually prune it out of our lives. Another thing that builds up in us sometimes is hate and anger and bitterness and resentment. And those branches of our vine begin to get old and withered and kind of crooked, and God has got to prune them away, because bitterness and anger does not produce fruit. And God has to prune those away. Those are just some of the things that God has to prune. And as you sit and think about your vine and branch, because you're a branch to the vine of Jesus, and God is the one who prunes you, where are those places that you have stopped bearing fruit? Where in your heart are the things that get in the way for God to use you so that you can bear more fruit? I think it was last night, but it was this week, that Avengers: The Age of Ultron came out. Now, young people have been flocking to see this Marvel comic series. Some of us might only remember the Marvel comics, but they have come to life in characters all over the place, and actors doing great jobs playing our superheroes. Well, one of my favorite superheroes of all time was Thor. I don't know if we have any other Thor followers here, but Thor has always been, might have been my Swedish heritage, that Thor is my favorite. Well, anyway, he got his own movie, and in his own movie, something, a pruning happens to Thor. Thor is going down the aisle to become king, and he is so arrogant about becoming king. He's playing with his hammer like it's a toy, and he's dancing, and his mother's giving him that look like, I don't believe you're doing this on crowning day. And he gets up to the throne, and Dad Odin's about ready to confer on him the kingdom, and something happens. And it cuts to this time of danger for the kingdom. And Thor disobeys his father. So the next time Thor and Dad meet, Odin takes and strips from him all his, what we would call, godly powers, pulls back the hammer, and ejects him from the kingdom with all of his glory removed. He's just in ordinary clothes, and he catapults through the universe till he lands on Earth, and a car hits him. That's a really rough pruning. That's a really rough pruning. And there in the midst of his humanness on earth, coming to be not in an equal relationship with those who meet him, Thor gets pruned to understand what it means to lead, what it means to understand the value of those who will be under his care, and also even to understand that the one who was evil, who was his brother, is one that he has to love even in his evil wickedness. Even if he has to, at some point, Thor has to put Loki away and incarcerate him, as we might say. And in the moment he recognizes that he is not in control of the universe, that there is something else in control of the universe, which is love, all of his powers are restored to him. He has been pruned of the things of the I that was in his life to the things of love and how to lead. And he begins to produce fruit. And that's what we're supposed to do, isn't it? We're supposed to be fruit-bearing vine and branches. So what are the fruits that we are supposed to be producing? Love. Isn't that what we heard in 1 John? Love is one of the fruits that we are to be producing. We are to be love so that love can abide and abound in the world. We are to be bold in the proclamation of love, to go without fear into those places and proclaim Christ's love for one another, just like Philip did. And remember, for 2 weeks, we've been hearing that Jesus asks us to be agents of forgiveness. One of the fruits we are to bear is to be forgiving agents, forgiving those around us, teaching others how to forgive so that reconciliation can happen in the world. Reconciliation and forgiveness is fruit. But we just sang it, didn't we? Go make of all disciples. Christ's commission to us, make disciples, is the fruit Christ most wants us to bear. He wants us to be disciples, who are making disciples, who are making disciples. So brothers and sisters in Christ, as we don't have to be Thor, we don't have to be superheroes, we just have to be ordinary people who love, who fail, who get back up, who run even when our muscles are aching and tired, who walk even though we have a boot on our leg, who go where Christ is calling us to go, to show God's love and God's forgiveness with boldness, without fear or anxiety, so that the world might be changed. I, for one, don't like pruning instruments. None of them look really comfortable. They're all sharp and hurt. But I'm willing to be pruned, no matter how much it hurts, so that I can bear much fruit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.